Chapter 97. The Coast Guard Group Air Station Atlantic City is located in a secure section of William J. Hughes Federal Aviation Administration Technical Center at the Atlantic City International Airport. The group's area of responsibility includes the Atlantic Seaboard from Asbury Park to Cape May. Rachel Sexton jolted awake as the plane's tires screeched down on the tarmac of the lone runway nestled between two enormous cargo buildings. Surprised to find she had fallen asleep, Rachel groggily checked her watch. 2:13 a.m. She felt like she'd been asleep for days. A warm onboard blanket was tucked carefully around her, and Michael Tolland was also just waking up beside her. He gave her a weary smile. Corky staggered up the aisle and frowned when he saw them.
Shit, you guys are still here. I woke up hoping tonight had been a bad dream.
Rachel knew exactly how he felt. I'm headed back out to sea. The plane taxied to a stop, and Rachel and the others climbed out onto a barren runway. The night was overcast, but the coastal air felt heavy and warm. In comparison to Ellesmere, New Jersey felt like the tropics. Over here, a voice called out. Rachel and the others turned to see one of the Coast Guard's classic crimson-colored HH-65 Dolphin helicopters waiting nearby. Framed by the brilliant white stripe on the chopper's tail, a fully suited pilot waved them over. Tolan gave Rachel an impressed nod. Your boss certainly gets things done. You have no idea, she thought. Corky slumped.
Already? No dinner stop?
The pilot welcomed them over and helped them aboard. Never asking their names, he spoke exclusively in pleasantries and safety precautions. Pickering had apparently made it clear to the Coast Guard that this flight was not an advertised mission. Nonetheless, despite Pickering's discretion, Rachel could see that their identities had remained a secret for only a matter of seconds. The pilot failed to hide his wide-eyed double-take upon seeing television celebrity Michael Tolland. Rachel was already feeling tense as she buckled herself in beside Tolland. The aerospatial engine overhead shrieked to life, and the Dolphin's sagging 39-foot rotors began to flatten out into a silver blur. The whine turned to a roar, and it lifted off the runway, climbing into the night. The pilot turned to the cockpit and called out, I was informed you would tell me your destination once we were airborne. Tolland gave the pilot the coordinates of an offshore location about 30 miles southeast of their current position.